You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good, beautiful Wednesday from LA, and we're here again with the show Show Me the Numbers on LA Talk Radio from Los Angeles. I'm Yael Kagan. I'm a hypnotherapist, neuro-linguistic programming master, and a master in numerology, both Western and Kabbalic. I'm also the author of the book, Unlock Your Child's Potential, which from time to time I talk about. But before I introduce, or you know what, I will introduce my guest already. I would like to bring on Jamie Weiss. She is from New York. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Yael.
Excited?
So excited. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure for me as well. And I actually never met Jamie in person, but after she exposed to me her date of birth, obviously the name, I feel like I know everything about her. And I keep saying it through numerology. Once we open a life path map, we can tell a lot. And we decided that you will come on the show. I mean, I have to say you are very brave to decide to do what we are doing today. And it's the first time I'm doing it because I talk a lot about numerology and I have different guests. But now we are going to have a very different show. This show is going to be almost like a session that I do with my clients in my private practice. So I admire you for, becoming and even approaching me to do that. I am obviously not going to expose anything that's not supposed to be here, even though you didn't have a problem with that, but I thought it will be a little bit too much. But we are here basically because I wanted to hear about people your age. You are in your 20s.
Yeah, 26.
And you live in New York. Originally, you are from?
North Jersey.
And tell us just a little bit about your life, your childhood, and how did you get to New York?
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in North Jersey, only child. So I don't know if you could tell that already. Most people sometimes can't. It depends. Depends on the vibe. Depends on the scene. Grew up with really two great parents. Then went to college at Towson University, where I met Lee Tall, who was our mutual, my best friend, who I'm convinced is like my sister in like another life. And it's kind of like, if you know Lee Tall, you know me. You know Lee Tall, you know me. Like, it's just, we kind of go together as a duo. And then I've always wanted to live in New York City, work in fashion or beauty. I interned most summers in New York, have always worked here and just love the hustle and bustle of the city. And I just always thought it matched my vibe, matched my energy. So that's kind of where I found myself post-grad. And I never left. I moved here when I was 22. So 2021, during the pandemic, I didn't really care that nothing was going on. I was like, I need to be in the city. I don't care if no one's there. If there is one person living here, I am the one. If there's no one, I'm dead. So I was like, I have to be there. And that is where I find myself now, in New York City. I work in beauty e-commerce, and kind of that's, I feel like, the spiel about myself, the little bio.
It's interesting because if you remember, I mean, we spoke the last 2 days, but I haven't even asked you, what do you do for a living? But later on, when I'll talk about your numbers, I mean, obviously, it's like right there, right on the point, right in the right place. And also saying that you and Lital are like kind of sisters, then yes, you also are sharing a very strong number. So you are very similar in that. And once I'll expose it a little bit more, then we will talk about it more. But I wanted first to explain a little bit, because I know that you follow me for a while and you see, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, you see my posts about numerology. I know you're excited about it, but you don't know enough probably about numerology. And some of our listeners, again, I explain a little bit during my episodes, but I don't teach enough about numerology. But the most important thing to say now, first of all, is what is numerology? And I do want to start with that numerology is the study of numbers and their mystical significance in our lives. It suggests that numbers, particularly those in our date of birth, that's why immediately, you know, I ask for the date of birth. For me, it's everything. And the name, your name. The name is being converted into numbers, obviously, the letters. And those can reveal insights about our personality, life path, career, our potential and life potentials, and even future, even though I do love and I need to say that we cannot really tell the future with numerology. And those who do that, God bless them, but I don't think that they should. It's not about telling the future. It's about showing the energy that may influence certain times in your life, like different cycles and different years. So that's in general about numerology, and you are kind of fascinated about numerology. So we were talking about your age and about the uncertainties or the biggest uncertainties for people your age living in this world. So I want you to talk a little bit about it so that I know where exactly I'm going.
Yeah, definitely. So I think especially being in your 20s, it's so important to take this decade of just like to learn so much about yourself. And I'm such a contender of that, whether it's through therapy or workouts or learning and going back to school, like whatever the case may be. So definitely self-identity and just really like someone's potential to grow. Also career. I feel like your 20s is also very much defined as a time where you are just meant to grind, work hard, and focus on excelling to set yourself up for a really good future. You're coming out of college. You're out of like the plan of like education. Like it's really all on your own now, depending on like your whole spiel. And then last, love. I don't think my friends and I can get together for 20 minutes without someone bringing up a guy that they're seeing, or like so-and-so broke up, so-and-so's getting engaged, can you believe it? And wanting to learn more about like, is there a year that's like better for you to like be with someone, or all the different things that like go into it numerology-wise and the energy for that year or even that person. I think those three main categories and topics are just things that my friends and I, whether it's at drinks, after a workout class, over FaceTime, we are always texting or like gossiping about. So I think those three are like pretty much the whole spiel.
Great. And we will touch all three of them. It's important. So how do you typically approach self-improvement and personal growth?
Oh, that's such a good question. I am the first that I am so okay with someone being like, you can maybe do this better. You could talk to Lital, and I've had conversations where I'm like, no, like, of course that was not right of me to do. And she's like, well, I'm happy you recognize that. But I also really look at life as like, you're constantly learning on how to be like a better person. And like, I don't think that when you're out of college, 22, you know everything about yourself. I don't think tomorrow I'll know more about myself than I will in like a week from now. I think it's a constant journey of life. I go to therapy. I've been in therapy since I was like 8 years old. Like, I needed it. And I think just like being really honest with yourself, meditation, also being really open and throwing your ego to the side for me is really huge. I think ego gets in the way of so many things that could be so great. And really just squashing that, but also learning how to squash that and taking different things that come at you in life and changing it and evolving. Because if you're not evolving, especially in your 20s, what are you doing? And I also tell all of my friends who are just like yapping or like cavelling about something, like if you think your 20s aren't hard, then you're probably not growing and you're not learning the lessons that you should, because there are so many lessons in your 20s that you really go through and have to learn about yourself.
Right. And you said it beautiful. And I do. I love to use the metaphor of building a building. Because when you build a structure, you want to have the right foundation. And after that, you can start building. But if the foundation is not built correct, then something is not going to work there. Something is not going to be stable, and it's just not going to work. So it's very important. I mean, when we grow up, we're being raised by our kid, by our parents. But the way they raise us in most cases is either to be the way they are, or they raise us the way they were raised, because that's what they know. I do know that in the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years, maybe even more, people are getting a lot more education, trying to understand better. But there's also a big difference that I want to share here about when you get education or when you learn from other people, you are working on your conscious part of the brain, which is actually not the strongest. We are, when we want to make changes, especially behavior changes, we want to try to work on an unconscious level. And the subconscious is a lot stronger. So in saying that, when you go to therapy, which is a wonderful thing, and trying, you know, to find, first of all, where are the issues that you need to work, where, what are the challenges maybe. And some people tell me, okay, numerology looks great, but you can tell me, you know, like my strength and my weaknesses. And I want to know what my weaknesses are because I want to work on them, because I want to make it into a strength. What do I do with that? I come for a session, I leave, what do I do with that? And that's where I combine what I do in therapy, because the two modalities that I work with hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programming, they both work on a unconscious level, which is a lot stronger. So first of all, I admire you and your generation. I have kids, obviously, in the same age. My son just switched to the next number, turning 30. But my daughter is also the same age. And I admire your generation for trying to get so much information to become better. Because in my generation, going to therapy was, you know, shushing, let's not talk about it, because it was like a negative kind of like thought about it. And with your generation, not only that you do it, you share it. And I love it. And that's why I admired you when you spoke to me about this show. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Because what we're trying to do is sharing personal stories and information so that others, like your friends and others, can get better, because we all want to be, you know, in self-growth and self-improvement. What did you feel that worked best for you?
That's such a good question. I really think the best thing, I think there's a lot of things that worked really well for me. And I think it really does go back to my childhood, how open my parents always were with me. They just wanted the best for me. And they were always just very much like, whatever you need, like, we're very supportive. So I think coming from a very supportive background, which I know some people just are not as fortunate as I was to have, really helped me go into any type of self-growth and to be like, oh, like, I think therapy could be a good idea to work through any anxieties I have. I think the hardest time for me, for the most part, was my post-grad year. So I guess 23, 24, and not just 23 is probably worse than 24. But I think just like having very parents who were very supportive let me that room to really grow and to be confident in that I was making the right choices. So having a therapist that understood me and for me to just be really honest with myself. And I think that is something that a lot of people, not just my generation or like the 20s, like I think a lot of people struggle with that, being honest with yourself, because you're almost meant to think everything should be so okay. Like you can't be upset about anything or, and then in that leads to focusing on all the other things that really don't matter. So maybe you're worrying about the woman at the checkout line who's being so slow. But like in the meantime, like your bills are late, like you don't want to deal with this. Like the guy you're seeing is like so crummy. And I think just like being honest with myself and about my own situations to sit and feel that, and mixing in therapy, mixing in like support from my parents that I always had, like my family, just gives me that room to be really confident and to go out and fix whatever issues I see in that moment, to sit, let any feelings come up, know I'll be okay. Just through that like supportive base of my parents growing up, therapy, see her every Monday, 9 a.m. I'm like ready for it and just feeling really good about that.
Right, and something very important that I mean, especially your generation, but not only ours, mine as well, is judgment. We are very judgmental. First of all, self-judgmental, and then judgmental towards other. And being exposed to so much social work, social media, is obviously bringing it to like different powers. To it's becoming one of the most powerful tool, and putting us in places that really we don't need to be there. And when I hear from clients that are, I have a lot of clients in your age, and a lot of them would say, "What should I do? Should I try to do a week or a month without social media?" For me, it's an escape. I believe that you need to learn to deal with it. You need to learn how to balance, because you don't want to run away from the problem. You want to learn to deal with the problem, because if you'll run away from one problem, it will catch you in another place. So you want to learn how to deal, and there is a way, and the biggest word is balance. Balance in everything in life. And when you have self-growth, you want to know how to balance it also with your career, which was the second point that we said that we will go into and dive into and talk. And I cannot mention your numbers, because you're like, and you do understand a little bit, because I know that you've watched a lot of the my movies and maybe some other posts. But your strongest number is the life path number 3. And when I see number 3, I am looking at a person who's very creative and very strong in expressing themselves, very, very verbal and expressing themselves. So, and then if I look at your other second strongest number is the day that you were born, and I'm looking at the number 8, which is very, very ambitious. A very strong number. It's a leader number. And my question to you is, when you chose a career, because I'm seeing you at this age, but I'm also seeing, much younger people before college or right after college that are telling me, "I'm not sure what I want to do in life." And I keep taking it to, it's not just what you want to do in life, it's what are you good at? How do you work with your skills? How could you get information through numerology? So my question to you is, when you chose your occupation, and I already know from what you said before that it looks like a good fit with your numbers, at least with one of them, did you think about creativity? Did you know that you're creative, that you're very good with the beauty world? And also with your ambitious and you're a very strong person. Did you know any of that?
Like, it's so funny you say that because it took me so long to realize that. I went into college thinking I was going to be a teacher. I was like convinced this is going to be my life. I'm going to move to like quiet life in DC. And it took me 1 week, my first week of freshman year, to say this is maybe one day, but not yet. I looked around and everyone just seemed like they had it all together. And then there was like me rolling in, and the most excited thing. The thing I was most excited about was like my new Marc Jacobs backpack. And I was like, I'm so cool and trendy. And I kind of had to reevaluate and say, what am I passionate about? And then just going back even to my childhood, I would be like 10 years old and on like Net-a-Porter or like Shopbop for hours, adding things to my bag and like making lookbooks. And didn't even realize, I thought just something that I like to do. And like I wasn't playing games, I was like online shopping. And then, which is crazy as a 10-year-old. And then a really cool boutique when I was a senior in high school opened up, and I was obsessed. And I was like, I have to work here. It's like the coolest place. I did not leave the store until the owner hired me. And then I ended up working there all throughout college. And it wasn't until my junior year of college where I was like, oh, maybe I should go into like something to deal with like products and merchandise. Like, that's truly how long it took. But it was also this whole time of like, also building skills of like people skills, talking, figuring it out, and trying so many different things. Then when I did get to post grad, I got hired with a really big department store, I could say, because I left in Bloomingdale's, and I loved it. I loved the job. I was in this like role that dealt with a lot of people, a lot of different teams, a ton of merchandise, which I was obsessed with and I loved so much. But I didn't know how I fit into the mold. And it took me about 2.5 years to really figure out what made sense. So again, slow moving, but once I figured it out, it was like, let's go. And then once I was able to narrow down and really like in my own self get into the mindset of like going into an e-commerce space, I was able to figure out the next step and the company that I actually really wanted to. And this was a company that I wanted to work for since I was like 21. There's all my vision boards, it's all listed in like my notebooks. I would write like, I am an employer at da da da, making da da da, and everything came true. So it was a lot of like manifestation, law of attraction type of work also. But in the same way, it was like an inner knowing and an inner intuition of like, I'll get there, but like trusting that process, which I think can be the hardest part of like trusting it. But I'm so happy that it was in the timeline that it was because I learned so much about myself. I was in this super fun job that I was obsessed with, and was able to really reap those benefits and found myself really in the job that I'm supposed to be at and just really thankful. But it took a while. It took a lot of like introspective to figure it out. It wasn't anyone else's opinions on what I should be doing. So if I listen to anyone else's opinion, I probably would not have ended up here because only something that I've learned in my 26 years of living is and I think this is everyone, you know what's best for you and everyone's going to have an opinion and what they think is right. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't feel right, it's just not going to work for me. And that has just been a tried and true theme in my own life. If something's really not meant for me and I go for it, it'll be ripped away in about 2 seconds and it just won't work. Which is a blessing, but also can be frustrating at times and like makes things go a little bit slower. But overall, a lot of introspection, which then goes back to my childhood and my parents just being so supportive and like whatever I wanted to do, they were like, get it, girl, like go, like do whatever you want to do. So I think just like a mix of all of those things really contributed to having like at 26 a very fulfilling career life and work-life balance.
Right, and you're very lucky, I have to say, first of all, because of your parents, because not every parent would, go like that with their kids. Some parents just want their kids to do something else, or they believe that that's the right way to do things. And some kids are getting stuck in those places, and it's so you're very lucky, and you're very lucky at such a young age to, first of all, have the feel of knowing this is what I love to do, this is what I believe I can do, and just go for it. Even though probably at that age you were like, I'm just playing, like, is that an occupation? Is that an actual career? But yes, when it's a good fit and when you're good at something and you love something, you have that desire, you will make it happen, especially with your numbers. And there's not one a type of occupation that is a fit for every number. Every number in numerology, besides the number 8, which I'll mention in a second, because you have the number 8 in your day of birth, and those that knows you that will say, no, she wasn't born on the 8th of the month. Okay, true, but I just want to remind people that in numerology we always put the double digit numbers together and make them into a 1-digit number. So if you are born on the 17, you are an 8. And if you were born on the 26, you are an 8. But going back to what I was saying, there is not one occupation that fits a number. So within your number, it's not only the creativity, which is one of the strongest thing, the way you express things, the way you express yourself, but you also have one of your strength is to teach people and to coach people. It's part of your numbers. It's in there. And the ambition, like, it's a very strong ambition. You are people that need to do things. Like, this is what I want to do. I believe in myself. You are happy. You make people around you happy, and people want to be in your presence. I, later put also some of the weaknesses, because we cannot just be perfect. It's impossible. Otherwise, we're not going to love you anymore, Jamie. But you also have the number 8, like I said. in the day you were born. And with the number eight, when younger people come to me and ask, what should I do? Like, what's the right occupation? I said, I have good news and bad news. Because the number eight, the good thing is that you can do anything. It's the only number that can do anything they want to do. You can be a dentist, you can be a therapist, you can be a singer, you can be a businessman, you can be whatever you want to do, you can do. That's the you know, the kind of like benefit of the number eight. But the bad news is that it makes it a little bit harder to narrow down the search for people. So what I do in your case, obviously, is look at the three, which is your life path number, and the strongest number, and that's where the perfect match happen. When you, the way you did it, and you did it very smart, and you're even more smarter than what I thought, because you didn't know it back then. You just went with your intuition, you went with your gut, you were not afraid of anything, you just knew that that's what you want to do, that's what you'll be good at. Thank God, and thank your parents for supporting you, because not every parent, including myself, I put a personal story in my book about how kind of like I blocked my son from doing something he wanted because I didn't think it's a job. I didn't think it's a career. And I kind of like blocked him there. Thank God he got, you know, into a better place. But you have to thank your parents, and you'll tell them when you speak to them, to your mom. I'm sorry. I know that you lost your dad, unfortunately.
Okay. And she's the reason, listening. Mom, do you hear this? I'm only saying good things about you.
But she deserves it. She deserves it 100%. Because some parents, not because they are bad parents or because they don't know parenting, it's just because that's the tendency. That's what we do. We as parents think that, I mean, we obviously want what's best for our kids, but we think that we know what will be the best. And not necessarily. Each kid is born in a certain day with a special gift. The only thing we can help and give them is their name. And the name usually is being chosen by the mother or both parents, but it only comes for harmony with the rest of the numbers, and it's not considered the strongest number. So the other thing, so we spoke a little bit about career, and we will go now into relationships. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. So, and it's interesting because timing is everything in life. Mm-hmm. But you are right. I mean, explain a little bit how your age and your friends, what are you seeing? Where are the challenges?
So I feel like there are so many challenges. So I feel like a lot of my friends who maybe are single right now are like, when we're 26. So we're kind of getting to the age where, like, if you're going to start seeing someone or dating someone, like, you're not just like screwing around anymore. I mean, maybe some people are, but you're really not like messing around. I think it's fun, but most people aren't. If the right guy came along, we'll get into that, I'm sure. But I think a lot of people get really frustrated. And I see a lot of my friends sometimes really settle for these guys who you're just like, is that it? Like, really? And I think it's something where, like, for me, like, when I get married, like, whoever that is, it's such a special connection where, like, it's not just going to be any guy off the street who is like, you're cute, let's go out to get drinks. Like, no, there has to be, like, so a lot more. But so I'm seeing settling just for whatever is right in front of them, just because it's okay. Seeing some of my friends who are in relationships and they just fight constantly, where you have to think, are you happy? Like, be for real. Like, let's just like, let's go get drinks. Let's talk. Like, do you like your boyfriend? Like, you could tell me. Like, are you sure this is like okay? So that, and also I think a lot of people don't love the idea of meeting someone on an app, which like I'm really bad at answering my texts, but I also am really bad at checking the app. So most of the people that I do meet are just out at like a bar or something. But I think COVID impacted a lot of things, but COVID really changed a lot how people met. And then there's like another side of COVID where like I see a lot of my friends who got into relationships at like 23, just moved to the city. And I remember looking around and I was like, okay, like we're here, like let's just meet everyone. And I saw so many people coupling up and I was like, what's happening? Like, you guys, we just got here. And I was like, okay, like, not for me. But I noticed so many people now who are in relationships since they were 23 and now we're 26. And they're like, wow, I never had that time of figuring out about myself. And for me, my 20s, it's so important that I really, really know myself. So when the time does come and I meet, Mr. Right, my person, that I am so good with myself and able to make the right choices, treat the relationship the way it should be. I feel like right now I know I'm in a year number two, and I know that's really good for meeting people and relationship, but I feel like I'm almost in this very selfish time, and I don't know if I could be my best girlfriend to a boyfriend, in such a selfish time where I'm just looking out for myself. And this could change in a couple of months. I have no idea, but I think there's a lot of people not looking in for themselves and looking for it in a relationship and relying so much on the other person to bring them their happiness, anything that they should be feeding themselves, and not getting that moment to know themselves or think like me. Like, I feel like my needs right now as a 26-year-old and younger in my 20s probably gonna be hopefully very different when I'm 40. So it's figuring out who the right person for those will be for longevity. So a lot of issues people are facing. I don't know any 26-year-old, even 30, who has a perfect relationship. I think relationships are extremely difficult. Even marriage-wise, there's always issues. But I think a lot of people don't take the chance to get to know themselves enough before jumping into something very committed.
Right. So I love the way you said that. And basically, the difference is if until now, or I would say until maybe before COVID, because COVID isolated you a little bit. So you were kind of like forced into different ways that you may not have thought before. Even if you go to college, then you believe you'll meet someone in your class or in your age. And here you are learning at home, not meeting people. So you are isolated, but what you're saying is when we are younger, we just go out for the fun. We are not looking at the person that we meet. Will he be good for to be my husband? Is that a good relationship, a long time relationship? While before, we could be a little bit easier. We'll meet people and we'll hope, it will work. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. So here you come to an age that you said, my biological clock is ticking. People start, you see it probably in your age, how the one that starts getting married, one getting engaged, and then it's like a chain of reaction. Everybody suddenly wants to be in the same place. And like you said, I mean, I'm not saying that you need to say, I need to wait for the right time to find the right person, because it's not just about time. And if I'll talk about numerology has personal years, and you know that. So I believe if you are in year two, which is considered the year that may bring relationship. But if you stay at home and not do something for that, he's not going to come knock on your door and say, hey, I'm your match. I'm your soulmate. I'm here and let's meet. It's not going to happen. So, yes, there is an energy that influences that year, but it can also happen in a different year. Now, knowing the people that you meet, one of the problems, and I'm not sure if you watched my episode last week, but if you didn't, I urge you to watch it, because it was a young Jewish guy from here, from California, that basically said exactly the same thing and opened a company called Meet Jew. And we haven't discussed, being Jewish or not, because we're trying to, speak more general, but obviously, when you come from a Jewish environment, it's making it even a little bit more complicated, as we know. So what he said is, instead of just meeting on speed dates and online, I will make different events. And he makes events, different parties that are fun parties, but also places to meet people just like you. And he does it right now, whatever, in five, six different cities, and he's trying to grow bigger. Now, why do I like it more? Because when you go on those apps, part of the problem is that, first of all, there is too much information there. And you don't want to get all the information in front of your eyes. You want to be able, like an onion, like to peel it one by one. and you want to make sure that the information you are seeing is the right information, because there are false, you know, information everywhere, including here. When you sit and write a bio about yourself, you can write everything in the world. That's what you want people to know or see about you. So that's why I said people need to be a little bit more careful, because here you already come with very high expectations, because you chose someone because he has 10 points that he posted that you love. And within a week, you find that 7 of those 8 points are not even real. That's the way he sees himself, but it's not even real. Now, one of the things that I do during therapy with, you know, people who are looking for a relationship, is I ask the most important question is, what qualities do you look for in a partner? And believe it or not, many people are having a problem to answer that. I usually tell them, don't speak. I give them a paper, I give them a pen, and I say, just write. So a lot of the people will say what they don't want. That's a problem. Why? Because our subconscious mind does not understand negative. They don't understand the word don't. Because if you don't want him to be tall, what does it mean? What do you want him to be? So it's very important not to do it this way. But this is a whole exercise for you to try to do at home, or anyone who listens to this show, is to first sit and write. And it's difficult. Trust me, it's difficult. And you do it day after day after day for about a week, and you will see that every day something else will come up. When you'll come to session later with me, I will ask you, is it really so important for you to have a good-looking, tall guy? Or did you forget putting, first of all, maybe that you want someone who's very smart, who's very communicative, who's, you know, different things like that, that you tend to either forget or put them as your last priority. So that's very important to work on. Now, numerology can offer a relationship life path map, and it doesn't mean it will tell me those people are a no-go or those people are an amazing 100% match. No, it will show me what works great between them and what may be a challenge. Now, you mentioned a lot of arguments, fighting, and stuff like that, which is happening obviously in you know, new relationships, but also through life. We have to learn to live with that, because we will always have things we will not agree on. And the more we get involved in life, especially when we have kids, then you'll get to see that. And we need to learn how to not agree about things and how to sometimes just say, I'm okay if we don't agree on that. Or what is, you know, the red line that I put that, no, that's unacceptable 100%. So, and how to communicate. And when I teach how to communicate, I work with the numbers. So like, you are a very good communication skills, and someone that may work with you may not be. And you may put them in a corner, kind of, the way they see it, and they will become very defensive. What happens back then, they will fight you. So I will teach you how not to get into those places. So what I'm trying to say, arguments and fighting are not a bad thing. It's definitely not a bad thing. It's learning how to fight correctly, or how to disagree on things correctly, or how to communicate correctly. That's okay. And then you know how to choose who's the right person for you and who is not. And I'm not saying it's not challenging, especially when you live in America, by the way. Like when you live in Israel, you know, two cities are very close, even if they are far. In America, yeah. And you know that if Lital was from Maryland and my son was in California, they had to make a very big effort, and I, you know, salute her for that, because she was the one who did what was needed to do first. But it's difficult. It's a coast to coast. So that's a big challenge. But I do want to get for a few minutes to talk about you and give you the information from your map, from your life path. Mm-hmm. And this is what I prepared, the things that I do want to talk. Again, I don't want to expose you too much. I said that. So, like we said, Jamie is in her 20s, a young professional navigating life in the bustling city of New York. It has some fascinating insights and challenges to share from her world. Her world, I mean your numerology map. So, taking your date of birth, your life path number is 3. And it signifies creativity, communication, and a vibrant social life, which I said before, people love to be with number threes. It's the only number that everyone loves, and they love everyone. They can get along with everyone. They're very good with kids, by the way. Should be very good with kids. However, and here is the however, Jamie is facing challenges associated with the negative side of the number. I'm not going to explain to you how I do it now, but it's something that gives me information, which means what within your numbers you are not working right. This can manifest as difficulty focusing, scattered energies, and struggling with self-doubt and procrastinations. Those are the things that I would put right, the dot on them for you to work. Despite her natural talent for creativity and expression, these challenges can sometimes hold her back. So it doesn't mean that every number three that I will see, I will say that. But I have a way through Kabbalic numerology, actually, to know whether you work correctly with your number or not. So whatever we heard from you until now, I can tell yes, you do. You work, you are right there, and that's quite amazing at such a young age. But that's the, little challenges that I can tell you, put, a thought on it, put your eyes on it, work to do those things better, and you are my perfect number three. In your date of birth, we said it's the number 8. By the way, usually the date of birth is where I look for occupation. So skills that may show me occupations. It's a number that represents ambition, leadership, and a strong drive for success. Number indicates a natural ability to manage and organize with a focus on achieving significant goals. You are a goal getter. When you have a goal, you go there. And by the way, both numbers, 3 and 8. Jamie's determination and leadership skills are evident in her professional journey in New York. I mean, you went all the way up. No, I'm not starting in a smaller place. I go all the way out there. And the one thing I want to say about number 8, even though I didn't see anywhere in your map that you have a problem there, I want to say that number 8 needs to be focused. So because they are very successful, and because, like I said before, they can do anything they wish to do, they sometimes try to do that. So I would tell you between the two numbers, the 3 and the 8, stay focused. Give it your best. It doesn't mean that later on in life you will not choose to do something different. Like I told you, you can be a teacher and you can be a coach. You can be, there's different things you can do. You may decide to do them later. You never know. You started at a very young age. So it's important to stay focused, especially within the three who's all over the place. It's a little bit like, one TV open with 20 channels at the same time. That's, the way that you work. You are very, very powerful. And within relationships, I want to say, stay with your three. And less with the 8, because the 8 is a male oriented number, meaning it's a male energy. It's a very strong energy. And because you are a female, sometimes male may be intimidated by that. So work more with your 3. The 3 is romantic, creative. They're the one who wants to have fun, wants people to pamper them and tell, give them good words and show them how much they are loved. But you also know how to give love back, which is great. You don't just want to take, you also know how to give back. So work very strongly within that number. And 3 is also the number, that's very good with kids, but that's for later on in your life. Additionally, Jamie, which is your name, is if you change the letters and convert them into number, then you are the number two. So, which emphasizes harmony, cooperation, and sensitivity. So the three and the two, both of them have sensitivity in them, but the two is more sensitive. A number brings nurturing and diplomatic energy, helping her build meaningful relationships and work well. So the two needs relationship. The two is the one who's looking to be in a relationship. You are very good with teamwork, even though the eight is a little bit strong and wants to be in control. The two and the three are very good with teamwork. You are very good at problem solving. So it's one of your skills. Again, it comes from your name, and that's not the strongest number, but still. So use it. It's one of your strength, and you want to be able to use your numbers somehow are combined so well together. So it's like I loved it when I saw it because the three, as a matter of fact, when we look for harmony between the numbers, the three is always the one who balance everything. And the word balance is the biggest word, I think, in this world. Because if everything that happens in the world today would have had balance, and like I said before, less judgmental, less judgment, the world would have looked very different. And you have, with that number three of yours, the way to make it better for yourself, but to the way to make it better for the people around you. So you are like attracting, you talk about the law of attraction, you are attracting people to that energy. You have a lot to give there. So thank God for Lital that she has such a best friend. I am very jealous, Lital. So
Do you
again,
hear that?
what?
I said, Lital, do you hear that?
I'm sure she does. She wrote a lot of comments here, so I'm sure you'll see it. But combining all those numbers, your unique path is one of blending creativity with ambition and expression with authority, all while fostering harmony in your relationship. So I understand that's kind of like your next, call it challenge, even though I don't think it's a challenge. You're still very young. And I do want to say we were talking about a personal year, and I'm just like looking for a second. I said that there is what we call personal years, and your year was number two. And when I say personal year, it's from a birthday to a birthday, okay? And just to show you how terrible it looks, that's a life path map. You understand everything, right? Very simple.
Okay.
So it's a mix of different numbers. You are in a year two, which is shows relationships, but you are also in a year of changes. So changes that has to do with relationships. I do want to say, again, I'm not a future telling, but I do want to see that to say that I do see the change and something happening, something good happening that has to do with relationship the year after, meaning after your birthday. So the year after your next birthday, so next April, or it could even be a little bit like right before it, that's when I see you getting into something more serious. It may be something that you are planting now in year two. It may be someone that you know and you just don't know that he's the one. That could be as well, because year two is all about the connections. Okay, so I do see it coming. Again, I'm not telling you the future, but I'm telling you the energy that is influencing the times in your life. So something good to hope for. And you're getting into a year next year after your birthday of a lot of opportunities. So opportunities can be a relationship, opportunities can be a career, but it's a year of a lot. So make sure that you express yourself. Go out there. Law of attraction means bring yourself out there so that the universe knows what you're looking for, so that you can attract it back to you. So you are right there. So continue doing what you did today is exactly that, by the way. It's bringing yourself out. I mean, I want to thank you for the trust that you had in me. Again, I'll say we never met in person. That's the next step. But I admire you for that. Not every, person your age would have done, and not even, older ages. So I see a lot of good potential, a lot of good things. I admire you for everything that you did until now, because you did it. It was like a check, 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 everything that you said. So I love it. And I urge, you opened it here, but I urge other people that are feeling stuck, that are feeling, not fulfilled, not knowing where they want to be. You were lucky. You were really lucky. You knew where you want to be, and you had supporting parents, but others may not. So I want to thank you for that. And if you want to say one last word before, because we'll have to finish.
Well, thank you so much, Yael. I know we have not met in person, but I feel like I've spoken to you. Lital and I are on the phone 24/7, so we know each other. And of course, I trust you to do this, and I'm so happy I was able to join. So thank you so much for A, taking me seriously when I swiped up on your DM and I said we could just giggle. And
Love you
letting
for
me come
that.
on. Oh my, of course. And letting me come on and join into this radio show. I love it. I listen to it all the time. So, yeah, just thank you so much. This was so great.
Beautiful, Jamie. Thank you so much. Pleasure, pleasure having you here. And we'll stay in touch. And thank you, all the listeners. If anyone has a question, I'm here. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.